So praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are gladi boku.
So we gladi boku one.
I will give Papa God thank you. Amen.
Amen.
So we are very happy to be here.
Gladi for Denayasu.
Just as we're about leaving Lagos, it began to rain.
As we were from Lagos, so then rain began for camp.
And it was very heavy rain.
And the rain it be big.
You know, so the airport was closed. So nobody, no plane could come in.
They locked the airport so that plane did not for camp.
Then after some time, they opened it up. They said the storm had passed.
And after some time, they opened and back and say the breeze don't pass.
And then we left.
And so we have we left. We for going to plane and left.
Then just like we are coming, going to come into Salon.
And as we have for land soon at Salon,
it was like there was a black envelope.
It's like see
that just covered one, the place.
The plane, some black.
No, the sky.
The sky,
The cloud. Yeah. So it was difficult to land.
So it'd be hard for many pilots land.
And at one point, the plane started going down.
One time, the plane just go down.
And that was a signal for revival.
And then they speak to
so there was a
revival.
There was an instant revival inside the plane.
Revival can inside the plane.
Because everybody started praying.
Because all of you were praying now inside the plane.
All kinds of tongues. So the tongues you have not heard for a long time. There's one woman, they say she's a pastor. She stood up and she started praying. She prayed that the plane landed. The Muslim girl by my side. She too was praying. Amen. At that time, the man went around many times, almost for 20 minutes.
And
he was hovering around.
Just to go around no more. Just to go for 20 minutes.
Yes. He will come down. You will see the ground. You see the the delta. You know the what? The grass. You know the rivers.
You see the river.
You know the rivers. You see the sea, the different
streams
and all that.
Then you go up again. Then go back.
You do that many times.
You do so beaucoup de temps.
So one time I said maybe you might go to Banjul.
To go and
land and maybe come back later.
Or go land and then we'll come back.
Or maybe he was going around to make sure he has very few fuel and then he will try and land.
Sometimes he try for make sure see he use the fuel inside before he land.
You know, then we're also praying. We are calm.
God opened suddenly.
He said we are going to land.
And suddenly he talks about the car landing.
And then he came down.
And
then the plane landed.
And the plane landed.
And there was a clap offering. So, the plane landed. Everybody relaxed. And they were laughing.
And all men were laughing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
you know. So it's, I think the devil didn't want this meeting to take place.
I think so. The devil will not be one for me. This meeting has to take place.
But we are here.
Amen.
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 You know, so God had determined that we should be here, so we are
God
here.
Say,
and we are glad.
And we glad.
Bad. Is it bad? Bad.
We glad.
To be here.
For
you know, and to meet the brethren.
And for meet the brother.
And then just as well, we are just we went to rest and we are just getting ready for the meeting.
So just come, we rest small and we're ready for the
meeting. Then I look at my phone. I say, let me see what's happening.
As I look at the phone, I say, what thing happened?
They say, brother, worry. They can't see him.
They talk, say, hey, one brother now, brother, worry.
Amen. And Wari is a soldier. You know a soldier?
Wari is a soldier.
So, well, I said, well, so we started praying again.
So we leave for prayer.
You know, now we're always praying.
But now, you know, we always pray.
Because the days are evil.
Because the days are bad.
You know?
Amen.
And like Brother Yago said, God gave us another miracle. So we're starting with two major miracles. Amen.
Amen.
I know two is the number of witness.
And two, it means saying a witness.
Amen.
There have been many, many, beaucoup miracles.
Amen.
So as we are coming, I was just praying. I said, hello, I was trying to get a word from the Lord, get a direction.
As I would come, I mean, just pray and ask God, say, God, give me direction.
You know, and then there was some things that were forming in my heart.
And some things that maybe God made form inside my heart.
So I believe that God will visit us today.
So I believe that God
and through this meeting.
And all inside this meeting has been God.
And we believe that there will be something done this weekend.
And we believe that inside this weekend something will happen.
That will change the fellowship in Salo permanently.
That will change Salo fellowship for good.
Amen. And do you know what that thing is?
You know what's in our heart today?
It is the revelation of Christ.
Amen. And that revelation all you get from Jesus Christ.
You know, many of us do not have a revelation of Christ.
But we will not know, we will not serve Jesus Christ.
And we are in church, but we don't have a revelation of Christ.
We are in church, but we not really, really serve Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What was that song you were singing before I came there?
Who sing even the thing before I came? Okay.
Don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
So let's sing it again. Amen.
Don't sing that thing there, but don't let me go the same way I came.
Amen.
Don't let me go the same way I came.
Touch me with your hand. Oh. Touch me with your touch. Oh,
don't let me go.
Touch me with your touch. Touch me with your hand.
Oh,
So Father, we thank you very much.
Oh, we tell you thank you for one.
Because you have planned that this weekend you will touch us.
Because your plan say inside this weekend so you go touch me.
That we will not go the same way we came.
We no go back like how we come.
Amen. That there will be a definite mark.
Amen. That you go left mark power.
The mark of the revelation of Christ.
And that mark then for sure say we serve Christ.
Amen.
Within our soul.
And that mark then go inside we soul.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We pray that the heavens will open.
We pray that heaven go open.
For he said there was a door open in heaven.
He said one door be open, one door must be open.
We pray Lord that you help us to climb up through this door. Into the heavens.
And we'll go inside the heavens.
That will become a people of the heavens.
So that we will be people that when our heaven and come up.
That walk and dwell in the heavenly place.
And live in the heaven.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So like I was saying.
Just as I was going to say,
I believe that God has something special for us.
I believe say God gets special thing for we.
So let's start from Revelation chapter 4.
Let me start now. Revelation chapter 4.
And we are looking at the door.
And which we can't look now, but it do much.
Anyway, Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 says, after this, I looked and behold, a door was open in heaven.
Revelation chapter 4 verse 1 says, after this thing, I looked and behold, I see one door way open in heaven.
And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be hereafter.
And the first voice where I hear it will be like trumpet. And he talks, say, come up, I will show you things that we get for happening after this.
So we're looking at that word, the door.
So what do we can't look now? So now that word the way talk about the door.
It says in heaven there is a door.
He said na heaven domot dede.
That means we can go from the earth into the heaven through the door.
It means we can come on at this world here and we go inside heaven by more pass we get for pass by that domot dede.
And in John chapter 10 Jesus says I am the door.
And in John chapter 10 Jesus said in the domot.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus said, I'm the door.
Jesus said, me na the domot.
Amen.
Amen.
So it means that through Jesus.
It means that if we come back, if we pass through Jesus Christ,
we can go up into heaven.
We can go na heaven.
So Jesus is the like a bridge.
So it tell us that Jesus is like a bridge.
And if we climb up through that ladder or the bridge.
And if we climb that ladder day, or if we pass that bridge day,
we will go up to heaven.
We go to heaven.
So let's look at those two scriptures.
And so now we look at two scriptures there. So
John chapter 10.
John chapter 10.
Okay, verse 9. Okay. Jesus say, I am the door.
Verse 9. Jesus say, me na the domot.
By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture.
He say, if any man enter through me, he go get salvation, and he go go in and come and do and find chop.
Say verse 10. Say, the thief cometh not, but to steal, to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
And verse 10, he talks, a thief man, the only thing they come for now for kill, for thief, and for destroy. He said, but me, I don't come so that you now go get life, and you now go get them.
So what he's saying, that there is a door that connects life, that takes us from death unto life.
What in Jesus they say, one domot day, another domot day between die and life.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy.
He said the devil, the only thing make it they come, and for kill, for thief, and for destroy.
But Jesus opens the door.
But Jesus, he open the door
so that we can escape.
So that we go escape
the destruction.
That destruction, that thing, that
the darkness.
That darkness day.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So Jesus is the door of escape.
So Jesus, now that door day where they help people escape.
And the question is, what are we escaping from?
And what the question now what will they escape from?
We're escaping from destruction.
Will they run away from
darkness?
From that darkness.
And we are escaping into life.
And will they go inside life?
Amen.
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 All right, let's look at John chapter 1.
Let me look John chapter 1.
Verse 51. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
And he said, true one, you go Jesus now, you go begin for see the God in angel there. Right, you go see the heaven go open, and you go see God the angel, and they come down, and then they go up from God in Peking.
Amen.
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 So it means that Jesus is the ladder. Is that correct?
What does that mean? It means that Jesus is the ladder. And the ladder, not so.
Because correct? You climb up,
he say you
and
go
climb
up,
down,
and you come down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is a ladder to enter into heaven.
So Jesus, in a the ladder where they take for going inside heaven.
So when you have a ladder,
when you get ladder,
there are many steps.
But who step the name by the ladder? No, so.
Amen. So you take one step, you take another
step. You take
step,
one step, then you take the other step.
And earlier on, Brother Yago was talking about Enoch.
Just now, Brother Yago, we didn't talk about Enoch.
Enoch climbed the ladder and
Enoch, he climbed the ladder.
And he entered. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
But Jesus has come.
But Jesus don't come.
And he is the ladder.
And in the ladder.
Now look at it. You say the ladder is going from, you say ascending. You didn't say descending. The ladder is going from earth.
So what
going
you,
up.
What
Amen.
What do you see? You have to say
it's ascending.
It go up. Right?
It says ascending.
It go up.
And descending.
And in the candle.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So wherever you are.
Who saw you there?
On the earth.
At this last year so.
You can climb up.
You can climb.
Amen.
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 And this night you can climb.
And this night you can climb.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody will say, oh, the ladder is very, very high. I can't. They say it's coming from the earth.
Somebody talks, hey, the ladder is long, long. It's in the far. But you see, it come up from this.
And in Romans chapter 10, it says that the ladder is in your heart.
It says that ladder is in your heart.
Let's look at it.
Oh, look up.
The ladder is inside your heart.
It says the ladder is in your heart. Let me look up.
So he wants you to look into your heart.
So he wants you for me to look inside your heart.
That's where you enter.
That side
you don't need to go anywhere because the ladder is right there.
You don't go any side because the ladder is inside your heart.
Oh. Where it says that with the heart man believeth unto salvation. Romans 10. Is it not 10? Or is it 4? Okay, maybe it's 4. Huh?
10:13.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 10.
Okay.
10.
Verse 8.
No, it starts from verse 8.
Let's start from verse 6. It says, but
in fact, no, we start from verse 6.
But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, saying, it says, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ from the dead. But what saith it? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which you preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shall be saved. Verse 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, it's in our hearts. The door is in the heart.
So, yes, so it talks in the mouth in your heart.
And with the heart we believe.
Now, with the heart, now we believe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so, it's important.
Important
for us to understand what the scripture is talking about.
Now we understand what in the scripture they talk about.
He's telling us about a door in heaven.
It is tell we but one domot within us.
And he says that heaven is open.
And it is tell we say heaven open.
And that we can enter in.
So that we go inside.
And he has told us that there is a door through which we can enter.
He don't tell we say one domotive we can enter.
So let's look at the tabernacle to understand it, you know,
so
better.
For understand, allow we look the tabernacle.
Because in the tabernacle,
inside the tabernacle,
we also have the door.
We get the domot.
In the tabernacle, you have the door.
Now the tabernacle, you get the domot.
And then you have what they call the gate.
And you get the gate.
Okay, and then you have the veil.
And you get the other one, so we open it, we then call it the veil.
So, the first one is the gate.
The first open, sorry, for entering at the gate.
The second one is the door.
The second one, we open ourselves for enter, now the domot.
And then the third one is the veil.
And the third one, now the curtain.
Amen.
Amen.
And we are told that this is heaven.
And then there we say, this whole thing as well, they talk about heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this place is the world. or saloon.
And all this sires who
are
the world.
The wilderness.
Or what you call a saloon. Or you call a desert.
Or Egypt.
Or they can call it Egypt.
Or darkness.
Or they can call it darkness.
The kingdom of darkness.
Or the king where you get
that. Anyway, it's also the realm of hell.
And also they call it the sideway area.
So all around.
On all around Yasu.
This is the world, and this is the kingdom of darkness.
The world, and the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
But inside that place.
But inside that place, dude.
There is a kingdom of light.
Inside us, the kingdom deal with the light.
How do we know? The Bible says that there was a fence, a white fence.
How we know? The Bible talks say one white fence in thee.
Was a white fence.
White fence.
So the tabernacle is surrounded by a white fence.
So the tabernacle now one fence did a white one.
And there was an altar.
And one altar been did it.
And then there was fire.
And for that altar the fire been did it.
Amen. Now the Bible tells us in the book of Colossians.
The Bible tells us in Colossians,
verse 1, chapter 1. He says he has translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light.
He don't pull we come on at the kingdom of darkness, and he don't bring we can inside the kingdom of light.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So when a man is born, he's born into darkness.
So when mortal man born, he born inside darkness.
Amen.
Amen.
And when you are born in darkness,
and when you are born inside darkness,
there is no hope.
Hope bloody.
The only hope is for you to pass through this gate.
The only hope we get, and for me, you can pass through this gate, Yasu,
and to enter into the kingdom of God,
so that you go enter and have God in your own kingdom.
So here is a lone man.
So
here is Saloon man.
So this is Saloon man.
And Saloon man is in born in darkness.
So you when a Saloon man and darkness and born inside.
And the only way and this Saloon man
and this Saloon man Yasu
is going into hell.
Because he born inside darkness, it means he deciding for going to hell.
Amen. There's no hope.
Hope not.
But the only hope for this Saloon man,
the only hope for this Saloon man gets
is to enter the kingdom of God.
That for come inside.
Amen.
God in kingdom.
Amen. And that, and he has to enter through the gate.
And he get for go through that this gate here.
Now, the Bible tells us that this gate.
The Bible tells us say this gate here.
It has a measurement.
That gate, it gets your measurement.
And the measurement is 20.
And the measurement at 20.
Is 20 cubits.
At 20 cubic.
Okay, so let's look at 20.
So now we look 20.
20 is 5 times 4.
Forget 20, you have to take 5, you times them by 4.
Amen. So what is the 5 and what is the 4?
So which are the 5 and which are the 4?
4 represents the soul.
This 4 years old, it talk about the soul because it gets 4 parts.
Amen.
Amen.
The soul has 4 parts.
The soul gets 4 parts.
Amen.
Amen.
And 5 is the number of grace.
And 5 they talk about grace.
Hallelujah.
It's about favor, we, you know, merits.
This so man needs the favor of God.
So man, he need God in favor.
And without this favor of God,
And without that favor,
the man is lost.
That man is not lost.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the Bible tells us that man is made up of three natures. Three.
The Bible make we know say man that three kind make up of three parts.
In man, you have the spirit.
A man, you get the spirit.
Number one. Number two, you get the soul.
The second one, you get the soul.
And three, you have the body.
And the third one, you get the body.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you look at me, you see my body.
When you look me, you see me body.
But you do not see the soul.
But you know they see the soul.
But you do not see the spirit.
But you know they see the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But yeah, the body lives on earth.
But this body, now this the world that they live.
It lives on the earth.
Now this world that they live.
The soul and the spirit, they are spiritual. Let me have the cleaner under.
The soul and the spirit.
The soul and the spirit are spiritual.
The soul and the spirit, they need a spirit and then spiritual.
So they dwell in the heavenly places.
So because then the spirit and the heaven and they dwell indeed.
Amen.
Amen.
So your soul dwells in the heavens.
Your soul na heaven it is.
Your spirit dwells in the heaven.
Your spirit in the heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
But many of us we are not aware of our soul.
But
and our spirit. We don't know what's happening in our soul. We don't know what's happening in our spirit. But when you sleep in the night.
But when you sleep in the night.
You have a dream.
You get a dream.
You see things in the dream. Is it not?
In a dream. No, so.
And it makes you think, there is something else happening. Is it not?
And that didn't make you think, say, something else happened.
But you know, Brother Ego was saying that Brother Bot saw a spirit.
But I go and say, but I both see one spirit.
And this spirit looks like a cobra.
And that spirit, the intellect.
And looks like a cobra and a python at the same time.
And at the same time, that spirit, they look like Boma.
Amen.
Amen.
And where is that spirit? It is in the heaven.
And who said that spirit? It is in the heaven.
And that spirit is operating in the realm of the soul.
And that spirit, inside they operate that now. Inside the soul.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it means that if we are going to overcome,
it means if we get for overcome,
we must properly understand what we are talking about.
We get for understand good one, the thing we will talk about.
Because of the spiritual warfare.
Because this warfare, we are
spiritual
warfare.
Many people are weak.
But who people they weak?
Because they cannot overcome.
What thing do? Because they're not able to overcome.
The Bible says we are not wrestling against flesh and blood.
The Bible says we know the fetch flesh and blood.
But we wrestle against principalities and power.
Principality and then power.
Amen. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are talking about redemption.
So when you talk about redemption,
you know,
20
is the number of redemption.
This 20 years so, he also they talk about redemption. Now the number way they talk about redemption.
So this man is lost in sin.
This man also he lost inside sin.
It's a property of the devil.
And because of that, inner the devil is property.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible tells us in the book of Psalms.
And inside Psalm, the Bible tells us.
It says. I was shapen in iniquity.
Say, that all them make me now inside iniquity.
Say, in sin did my mother conceive me.
Inside sin, now my mom gave me belly.
When somebody is born, he's born in darkness. He's born in sin.
And when somebody born, he then born inside darkness.
Amen. And he must be delivered.
And that person, therefore, deliver.
So the deliverance of that person is speaking about his body. It's speaking about the soul, it's speaking about the spirit.
And that deliverance day, it is talk about the body, the soul, and the spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
So the deliverance must be total.
So that deliverance thing now for us part for you.
And Paul was saying, God has sent me to deliver us from the bondage of darkness.
And Paul said, God don't send me for make a deliver we from that bondage of darkness.
And Revelation is telling us that there is a door open up into heaven.
And Revelation is telling us one door must be open for God up to heaven.
So it means that we can escape from the darkness.
What it means is we can come out and escape from this darkness. Yes.
And the way to escape from this darkness is through Jesus Christ.
And that way they for come out from that darkness is through Jesus Christ.
And that is what the tabernacle represents.
And at that day the tabernacle they talk about.
So the tabernacle represents Christ.
So the tabernacle and Christ that
died. The people who are brought out of darkness.
The people away and come out from darkness.
Okay, let's read the book of Acts chapter 2.
Now we read Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter 2. Verse 27.
Acts chapter 2, verse 27.
He said, because thou will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
Say, you not go left me soul in hell, and you not go make you holy one for see corruption.
Amen. So what is he talking about?
So what did he talk about?
He says the soul can go to hell.
He talks, say, impossible for me, your soul go hell.
As you are staying in this chair,
like when you stay like sitting on this chair,
it's your body that is staying there.
Now your body now sit on it.
But your soul, is either in heaven or in hell.
It will either be in heaven or in hell.
As you are sitting,
as you sit down.
Because your soul is a different realm of operation.
Because your soul is a different place in your
faith. Amen. The Bible says the end of our faith is the salvation of our soul.
You see, the same faith ends now when we shall be soul saved.
I think we should read it. I think it's is it First Peter or Second Peter?
Don't read that. Maybe either in First Peter or Second Peter.
The end of our faith. Is it 1 Peter 1 or 2 Peter 1? It's one of those. Okay, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9.
1 Peter chapter 1
verse 9. He says, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of the soul.
Now receive the end of we faith and when the salvation of the soul.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand what he's talking about?
Do you understand what he's talking about?
He said the soul must be saved.
He talks say the soul therefore saved.
The soul must be saved from hell.
The soul for saved, Papa.
So with my body, I'm walking around like a saloon, walking around Laka.
With my body,
but my soul
Laka
is either in heaven or in hell.
My soul, he go either in heaven or in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
And there is one door through which the soul can pass from hell into heaven.
And now only one domot day where that soul they can come out.
And that domot is who? Jesus Christ.
And that do the Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says the kingdom of God is not in food, belly, prosperity.
And the Bible talks say the kingdom of God not to this belly business and prosperity.
But it is what? Righteousness.
But you see now, righteousness.
Amen. The saving of the soul.
That for me.
Amen. So Acts says he will not leave my soul in hell.
He said, you know who left me soul in hell.
Do you understand what I was talking about? Now, the book of Peter says Jesus went to hell and had a crusade.
Now inside Peter, he talks say Jesus go hell and he go get crusade.
Okay, we are going to find it also.
So no campaign.
Is it 319? Okay, it's 319.
First Peter chapter 3.
Okay, let's read from
verse 19.
From verse 18.
We can start from verse 18.
I want somebody to read for us.
I want to make somebody read for we.
You are too quiet.
You're not quiet, it's too much.
Okay, somebody should read for us 18 and 19.
I want to make somebody read for we 18 and
19. 19 and 20.
And 20.
For Christ also has sworn suffer for sin and the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the city in prison, which sometimes we are disobedient. When once the long suffering of God waited in the day of Noah, while the ark was in the hearing, we think you that the 8 souls were saved by water.
Okay, read 21 and 22.
So read 21 and 22 also.
By Peter, we are unto ever baptized, from God dwelt also now. Save us, not the putting away of the victory of the flesh, but the answer of the good conscience towards God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authority and power being made subject unto him.
Okay, read verse 6 of chapter 4.
And read verse 6, chapter 4. Verse 6.
Read 5 and 6.
Okay. Verse 5 and verse 6.
Who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the man in the flesh, but to live according to God.
Amen.
Amen.
What is he telling you?
What did they tell you?
So there is a realm of the natural and there is the realm of the spirit.
Did he tell you, say, well, realm they placed in the natural and also placed in the spirit?
And Jesus is the only one.
And Jesus are the only one
that has authority both in the natural and in the spirit.
We get power at the natural and the spirit.
So he preached on the earth.
So he preached that this world.
And he went to hell.
And he go hell back.
And he went and had a crusade, hell crusade.
Go get crusade in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Ephesians that he led captivity captive.
Yeah, Ephesians talks say them people with him.
He opened the door. He said, "Who are you? Who wants to go with me?"
He said, "Who that one for go with me?"
Amen.
Amen.
And those who want to follow him.
And the one that want to follow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why Jesus is the door.
That down they make Jesus.
If you come into Jesus.
If you come inside Jesus.
You enter into heaven. Hallelujah. And you go from one level of heaven to another level of heaven.
From one level.
And remember, it's your soul that is climbing.
Remember, when your soul, now your soul, now in the clay.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, in Book of Acts, he said, "He will not leave my soul in hell."
He left the soul.
That's why he went to hell and preached the gospel.
Now make him go to hell and preach.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he preached the gospel, he opened the door.
He
said, "I am the door."
He said, "Me that you do not.
If you enter into me,
if you come inside
me, your soul will escape." Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must understand that your soul must have an experience.
You will understand, say, your soul get forget my experience.
You must have an experience in God.
You get forget experience inside God.
Your experience is not just your body.
The experience also just your body, no more.
But it's your soul.
But now you sold.
And your soul, we're talking about your mind.
And when you talk about your soul,
we're talking about your emotion.
We talk about your emotion.
We talk about your desires.
We talk about your desire.
We talk about the will.
And you talk about your will.
Amen.
Amen.
That these four natures.
That these four nature, yes, sir,
must receive the grace of God.
All who receive God in people.
And that's how he brings us into his kingdom.
And so
is amen.
Kingdom.
So when you look at this gate.
And when you look this gate here.
What?
He didn't translate the parts in English.
Which one?
The desire.
Did you explain?
The desire.
The want.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the gospel of Jesus is for your want.
So that gospel
is for the mind.
And for that want is for
to bring the want from hell into heaven. Amen. So it means that there is power in Christ to overcome in the mind.
It means the power that inside Jesus Christ will make you overcome the mind.
To overcome the bitterness.
For me, overcome that bitterness with this.
To overcome the man woman desire.
For amen. Man and woman business desire. For
there is power to overcome in your emotions.
So power there for overcome for that emotion. How
you get angry.
We
destroy. Say, when I smutty, they make me vex. From today, no be smutty will make you vex. In fact, nothing will make you vex at all. Because your soul has entered the door.
Soul don't enter that domain.
Has left hell.
It don't left hell.
I entered into heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus is the complete salvation.
So Jesus.
For my soul.
Say,
my soul has found a refuge in you. Hallelujah. He says, you will not leave my soul in hell.
You know, will let me soul in hell.
Some of us, our emotions, we can't control our emotions.
Some for me, we emotions.
We are crying and working hard.
We try.
Husband and wife working hard.
Husband and wife, they work hard.
Enter into Christ.
What do you need
that? When you receive the mind of Christ.
When you get that mind.
When you come to Christ.
When you come to Christ.
He said, look, I give you my emotion.
Yeah, give me emotion.
Give me your own emotion.
Give me your own emotion.
Amen.
Amen.
You look at Jesus Christ. He was on the cross.
He
was carrying the cross. They were beating him. They were tearing his flesh. They were spitting on him. They were slapping him. He overcame.
Yeah.
He overcome.
So you tell God, say, God, I don't take away my emotion.
And you tell God, say, take me emotion.
Give me the emotion of Christ.
Give me Jesus Christ your emotion.
Let my emotion begin to climb up.
Make me emotion begin to climb up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, some people, our emotion is very, very low. Say, small thing make me angry.
Any small thing make it better.
Because the emotion is very low.
Because your emotion is low.
But emotion can climb.
But emotion can climb.
And go up to the height of heaven. Amen. You say, Bible says, set your affection, your emotion on the things above.
Bible says, set your mind into the way you
climb. Bible says, let your emotion climb up.
Make your emotion, make climb up.
So it means that there will be beaucoup temptation.
It means beaucoup temptation.
Beaucoup trouble.
Trouble go there.
From your neighbors.
Your neighbor.
From your family.
From your family.
Your uncle, your aunt. They steal your fatherland. Do this, do this, do everything. Abuse you, cheat you.
They will cheat you, they will do that.
Emotion is very high.
But your emotion can help.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not coming down. He said, Jesus, if you are the Son of God,
say, Jesus, if you are the Son,
come down.
Come down.
Say no.
Say no.
I am dwelling in the high.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. He said, if you are the Son of God, climb down.
He said, if you are the Son of God,
I am already the Son of God.
He said,
if
you are the Son of God,
I don't need to climb down. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, ask him, if you are the Son of God.
If you are the Son of God.
Yes, you have said it.
He said, yes, you don't talk.
Amen. The devil said, if you are the Son of God, make the water turn, make the stone become bread.
The devil said, if you are God in begin, make the stone turn to bread.
I am not struggling to prove that I am the Son of God. I am the Son of God.
I didn't struggle for proving that I am God in
begin. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you begin to climb.
So when you begin to climb.
When your mind begins to climb.
When your mind begins to climb.
Your mind. begins to rise.
You mind the cow.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord, what will happen to them? They will renew their strength.
See, the one that will go wait for God, their strength, they will cool.
They begin to rise.
And they will begin to come up.
We sang in that song, don't let me go.
We sing
the same way I can. Touch me with your hand. Amen. Oh Lord. That means that at the end of this meeting, you are.
It means say,
far in the heaven. Amen. And when we are this heaven, we are going, we're not coming down. No.
And this heaven, where they go, we're not the canal.
We shall be fixed.
We go to deep.
Like the stars in heaven.
Like all the stars.
Do you know any star that is in Salon? They are all in the heaven.
You see the stars in Salon?
Because we are sons of God.
Because we are
we are going up into the heavens.
We are going to the heavens.
And we will give light to Salon.
And we will give light to Salon.
If you are on the earth, you cannot give light to Salon.
You don't give light to Salon.
Because you say you put the sun and the moon and the stars in the firmament to do what? To give light.
You say you put the sun, the moon, and the heaven for me to give light.
To give direction. Amen.
Give direction.
Amen. Salon needs direction.
Salon needs direction.
Amen. You cannot be on the earth and give direction to Salon.
That is grown here, so you
your soul must go out of hell.
Your soul, come on,
your soul must go out of the earthy place. Your soul must climb up in Christ.
Climb up inside Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And from there you will begin to give light.
And from that side you will forgive light.
Amen.
What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
What did Jesus say? He said, me not the light.
He said, I'm trying to be.
He not just said, I try to
be. I am.
He said, me.
The Son of God. Amen. Do you know what he said again?
You know what he said?
He said, you are.
He said, you, sir.
The light of the world.
You are the light of the world.
He didn't say you are trying to be.
He not just saying you are trying to be.
Because if the light of the world is in me.
Because if the light of the world is inside me.
And I am in the light of the world.
And I am the light of the world.
Then you have been shining. Say, let your light so shine.
He said, make your light shine.
Philip said, show us the Father.
Philip said, show the Papa.
Say,
he said, eh, Philip.
I have been with you since you don't know the Father.
You all this time, you don't know the Papa.
If you have seen me, you have seen the Father.
If you see me, you don't see the Papa.
Amen.
Amen.
If people see us, they should see the light of God.
They must see God's light.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we are tay on the earth.
The problem is that we don't let till that
our emotions are in hell.
The emotion is still in hell.
Every day is war.
Every day in a world.
Because we are dwelling in the low place.
Because we live in the low place.
Hallelujah. But today he says we must enter through the door.
But today he says we must enter by that door.
Say there is a door open.
He said the one door they will open.
And that door is Christ.
And that door is Jesus
Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So my soul must come to Christ.
The soul therefore come to Christ.
You know, when the soul comes to Christ.
And when the soul comes to Christ.
It must come to the altar.
It therefore come to this altar. Yeah.
There are four corners of the altar.
That altar, they get four corners there.
And the four corner is also speaking about the four types of the soul.
And that four parts corner, of the soul. They talk about the type of
the mind,
soul. The mind.
The emotion.
The emotion.
The desire and the will.
The want.
Amen.
And the willpower.
He's speaking about the emotion is the lion, is it not?
He said the emotion.
The like desire is like the serpent. It's
the one.
It's earthbound.
It's like
amen.
The snake where it's always in a ground.
The ox is, you know, it's the wind is like the ox, very stubborn.
The willpower, you know, like big cow, very stubborn, bad one.
And then the mind is like the eagle, always
and the
flying
mind
around.
Like the eagle, we always
amen.
All over the place.
Today there is a message.
Today one message
amen.
Is that God can redeem my soul.
And that amen. Message is that God, He can save my soul.
He will not leave my mind in hell.
You know what left me mind in hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Every day you hear all, you read and see all kinds of things. Your mind is
every day
scattered.
You read and see all kinds of things. So your mind is scattered.
The Bible says you will keep him in perfect peace.
Amen.
Whose mind is stayed on God. But amen.
You go keep that person there, that person the way in mind deep and God, you go keep her in perfect peace.
Peace means being at peace in the midst of the storm.
Waiting peace mean? It means say you get peace even though storm they all about.
Jesus was in the ship.
Jesus been in the ship.
There was a big storm.
Big breeze with the blow.
Where was Jesus?
What's that Jesus been in?
Was sleeping.
He been
asleep. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like today when we're up there.
Like today when we begin that
the plane is ready for land all the way up in the sky. People were shouting, crying.
Allah, cry.
I just find peace in my heart.
I mean, just get peace inside me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I looked at my brother. He too was very peaceful.
I looked at my brother. He said,
yes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus said, rebuke the storm.
And Jesus said, stop the storm.
Me, I was rebuking the storm.
Me, I'll be for
you. I didn't need to raise my hand and say, hey, storm. I'm not begging the storm. I have authority.
I'm not being the big the storm.
Amen. I said, storm, you must cease.
I said, you storm, you must stop.
Amen. Speak to the storm. Amen. As someone that has authority.
As somebody will get.
Jesus said, you mean you cannot speak to the storm?
Jesus said, you wanna talk to this breeze.
The Bible say he rebuked the storm.
And the Bible say he rebuked the storm.
And suddenly became peaceful.
And I said,
do you know you can rebuke the storm in your life?
You know, say that storm waiting on your life.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we cannot rebuke the storm, then we should pluck and go.
If you know him for rebuke,
hallelujah. He didn't say that there will not be storm.
He don't say storm not going to come.
Yeah. They said that when the storm comes.
But he said when the storm comes,
he will be with you in the storm.
He says that will deal with you.
And because it's inside your heart,
and because it's inside your heart,
there's a strength that arises in your heart to rebuke the storm in your family. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see the devil rising up.
So you see the devil.
We run. He's looking for pastor.
Pastor.
The problem is that we are always looking for a pastor.
The big problem we get.
Looking for big brother.
Pastor.
Brother Ronald.
Brother
Yago.
Brother
Yago.
Brother Yuma.
Not me.
Not me.
Brother Bud.
Brother Bud.
Say, oh, come and pray, hey, Brother Bud.
Pray.
If we go, Brother Bud, he go pray. But who will pray?
He
go prophesy over we.
He go prophesy over we.
No. Amen. Jesus is alive.
Amen. Jesus is alive.
Inside you.
Inside you.
Rebuke the storm.
Rebuke that storm.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I need to calm down.
And he go calm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have Christ.
What you do? Because you have Christ inside.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, greater is he that is in you.
Yeah.
He said, than where? That he that is in you.
Big, past the one away, not the one.
So you must exercise it.
So you get for exercise now.
Over the situations.
You get for use of man, the situation.
Whatever the situation is.
Any situation.
He has made us to be overcomers.
You don't make people overcome.
You don't need to wait for a particular man.
You don't need to wait for one man to come.
Why we wait for a man? Because we don't want to rise in Christ.
What make we wait for man? Because we know.
They told Moses, say, oh, go and hear from God.
They tell Moses, say, you go hear it from God.
Then you come and tell us.
You guys tell me.
But in the New Testament,
inside the New Testament,
everybody goes.
All man they go.
Amen.
Amen.
You have access.
You get road.
Because Christ is already in your heart.
Because Christ already did that you have.
Amen.
Amen.
So we are talking about this redemption.
So they talk about the redemption.
The redemption of the soul.
The redemption of the soul.
The soul being taken from darkness into light.
The soul and it taken from darkness and it came with light.
And the road to follow is Christ.
And that road is wait for you is that Christ.
So Christ is the beginning, is the middle, is the end.
So Christ came at the beginning, at the middle.
Christ is all and in all.
So Christ is all over the place.
He has authority on earth.
He get power now.
He has authority in hell.
He get power now hell.
In fact, he says, I have the keys of hell and death.
He say, in get the key for hell.
He went and took it from the devil. Amen.
And
he opened the prison.
And he opened the prison.
He said, yeah, everybody that wants to go, I go.
And he said, all the one that wants to go, may them go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he set captivity captive free. Amen. He opened the door.
He opened the doors.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us in the book of Matthew.
And the Bible tells us in Matthew.
That when Jesus resurrected.
So when Jesus grabbed.
that many graves opened.
But who grave them opened?
Is it in your Bible?
Is it not your Bible?
Huh? Yeah. Say many graves opened.
He said, but who grave opened?
Those are the people that were coming from hell. Hallelujah.
And the people that have been in common.
They broke open and came out. Hallelujah. In fact, the Roman soldier was afraid. He shook.
And that soldier man with a Roman.
He said, truly.
For truly. For true.
This was
this one, God. This one, God.
His eye saw something he had never seen before.
His eye saw something
he had
never
seen
before. Amen.
But I want to tell you something.
I'm for telling you something.
Many graves are opening also.
Amen. But who graves have opened?
And in this conference, many graves was opened.
In this conference, there are many graves that were opened.
And many souls must be liberated.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, you will not live by soul in hell. My emotion must be liberated from the captivity.
Go be free.
My desire must be liberated.
Want go be free.
Amen.
Amen.
So God is opening the graves.
So God is opening the graves.
Because it's time of resurrection.
Because this time is time for resurrection.
In fact, John chapter 5.
John chapter 5, verse 24
says that
24.
That a time is coming when all that are in the grave will hear the voice of the Son of Man. Hallelujah.
They went there at the grave, then go hear the voice of God.
Do you know the grave?
You know the grave
is the body.
And the body.
Amen. The carnal nature.
That nature where this body you get.
The carnal man.
The carnal man.
Paul calls. Says that there is an inward man and there is an outward man.
Paul say,
amen.
One man day with power you get the
there is inward man
the man out that do.
And then there is the outward man.
The man with the inside and the man with the nado.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Paul said that the outward man must perish.
Paul said the man with the nado.
He for die, and then the inward man must receive life.
And that man with the inside, he forgets life.
The inward man must resurrect.
That man with the inside, he forgets.
The soul must resurrect from the hell.
The soul, he for come out the hell.
And must enter into the realms of heaven.
He for go inside.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15,
First Corinthians chapter,
he said, "As we have borne the image of the earth."
See, as we don't borne like that image we.
As our mind has been eaten.
Just like our mind don't.
As our emotions have been ruled by the things on the earth.
As we emotion them.
What to eat, what to eat, drink, what to take care of children, school, I want to be this, I want all those things. Amen. He says, so also we must put on the nature of the heavenly man.
Same way they will escape or put on that nature.
Hallelujah. It means that there is a turnaround.
It means a complete turnaround.
That this soul will become a heavenly man.
So this soul now could become to be heaven possible.
Will be ruled by the things of heaven.
And now the things of heaven are going to rule.
Amen.
Amen.
That there will be a conversion.
And so it means a conversion will be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that we will no longer be earthly.
And so we not go be, we not go deal like the earth again, the world again and again.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
So this weekend we are going to talk about Christ.
So this weekend here, so we talk about Christ.
We talk about my inheritance in Christ.
We talk about the things that we get inside Christ.
When my soul comes into the kingdom of God.
So when my soul comes inside God the kingdom.
What is God?
What did God promise me? Say.
What is my inheritance?
What are the things that we are getting inside us?
What is God promising to me?
What
amen.
God promised me, say.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the man that said, Lord, we have left everything and we have followed you.
You know, the people, they say, oh God, we don't left all things for follow you.
What do you have for us?
What do you get for me?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he began to talk to them.
And he began to talk to
them. When he brought them out of Egypt.
When he pulled them come on out
of
Egypt.
He didn't bring them out of Egypt and he left them like that.
He not just pulled them out
of
Egypt.
He brought them out of Egypt.
He pulled them out of Egypt.
And he took them through the wilderness.
He carried them going out of the
desert. To enter into the promised land. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But before they can enter the promised land.
But before they enter inside the promised land.
He had to train them.
He had to change their mind.
He had to change their their attitude.
If God will change the way then they behave.
And he brought them into the wilderness.
And he bring
them. Amen. Because inside the promised land.
Because now the promised land.
There were spirits waiting for them. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There were people who are dwelling in the land of promise.
And people let me they still land where God will promise.
I want you to understand that God wants you to overcome in your soul.
And what you get to understand that God wants you to make you overcome inside your soul.
But before you came into the world,
but before you came inside this
darkness has taken over the soul.
Don't take over your soul.
And when you are born into the world,
when you born inside the world,
darkness was already there. In your emotion. Amen.
Emotion.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has to train you and train me how to overcome those spirits in our soul.
God will train you and
hallelujah.
Amen. Overcome those spirits.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that the Bible says that when a man, you know, commits an abomination,
the Bible says when man commits sin, abomination,
that abomination will run through his generation.
And that thing it will go so till it run from generation
unto the fourth and tenth generation.
So to the fourth generation.
The book of Romans says that through one man sin entered the world.
The Roman it says that now one man make sin come inside this one world.
Amen.
Amen.
And that man is Adam.
And that man then Adam.
But you can see, because of Adam, but sin entered. You see not?
Because of one
hallelujah.
Man inside the world.
But there is good news.
But yeah, good news then.
Through another man.
Through one other man.
Who is the door?
Where are the door?
See, righteousness also entered the world. So it's one.
So now one.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us only know of one.
Some
but this night I'm telling you about the second one. It has been cancelled.
It came in cancelled.
As sin entered through one man.
Through
another man also.
Through another man.
Righteousness has
entered.
Hallelujah. So as we have born the image of this first man, Adam.
So just like how Nasu is born like this first man.
We are also now bearing the image of the second man, Christ. Hallelujah. And the Bible says he is a Lord from heaven.
And he said that one day, now Lord.
Hallelujah. So that's why he said that my soul will not be left in hell.
Now that makes you say, my soul will not be left in hell.
So we are not of them who draw back. Who say we cannot overcome? The trouble in Salome, Boku, I cannot overcome.
The Boku problem and trouble in Salome.
The problem in my family, Boku, I cannot overcome.
The problem in my family, Boku, I don't give for overcome.
Amen. It means that you do not understand.
It means that you don't understand. Yes.
That's why God has put you inside the wilderness.
I mean, God don't put you in that.
So wake you up.
So that you go wake up.
Amen.
Amen.
Like in that aeroplane, many people woke up.
Like today,
and they started praying. Today you need to wake up.
Today you need to wake up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you must determine your heart.
You get for determining that you.
My soul will not perish in hell.
Soul not go die in hell.
Because Jesus has already come into hell.
Because Jesus already come to hell.
He has opened the door.
Opened the door.
He said, "I am the door." Hallelujah. If you enter into Christ,
if you enter inside Christ,
you enter into a life.
You enter inside life.
You see, the devil comes to kill.
The devil will come
to steal,
for thief,
and to destroy. And
destroy.
Yes, no.
But I am come.
But me don't come.
That you might have life.
So that you get life.
And more abundantly.
And you get one baby.
Amen.
Baby one.
So when you are walking on the road.
So when you are walking on the road.
Yeah, are you bouncing?
Yeah, you can bounce?
Or you're just...
Is
it salo? Too much trouble.
Salo.
Too much trouble.
Too much trouble.
Trouble in the house.
Trouble in the house.
Food no day.
Top no day.
Work no day.
Work no day.
Everywhere trouble.
Anytime trouble no more.
Amen.
Amen.
Or are you bouncing?
Or you can bounce?
Because Christ is in you.
Because Christ is inside you.
Because you have entered into heaven.
You have entered inside heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where are you?
What are you doing?
Which road are you going to enter?
Whose road?
Because Jesus said, I am the door.
Jesus said, me that is the door.
And through me, you will climb up into heaven.
You will climb up into heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today you must ask God to open your eyes.
And today you must ask God to open my eyes.
Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, say, eye has not seen.
Because now, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he says,
yeah, has not heard.
Yes, or not yet.
The thing that God has prepared.
The thing God don't prepare.
Many of us have not seen.
But who are we not seeing?
We're just following prosperity.
Just the follow prosperity.
If I go to church, they will serve. After meeting, they will give rice.
If I go to church after meeting, they will give rice.
It's not good. Amen.
Amen.
The kingdom of God is not in rice.
The kingdom of God is not in rice business.
Amen.
Amen.
But it's what in righteousness.
But it's in righteousness.
That God will open your eyes.
Amen. God will open your eyes.
The eyes of your heart.
The eyes.
Do you know that just like you have eyes in your body, you also. You have all those things in your soul. Yeah.
Just like when you get.
Amen. Hallelujah. God sees, is he not?
God is
seeing. He hears.
He hearing.
When you speak to God, does he hear you?
When you talk to God, he hear you.
Yeah. But God is a spirit.
God is spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God speaks to your heart.
And God is talking.
Hallelujah. But some people in their heart, their eyes are closed, blind.
People in their eyes, the
Bible says that there is a veil that has covered their heart.
The Bible says, so one blind.
There is a veil that has covered their ears.
One blind, he covered
their ears. The Bible says that seeing that they will not see, and hearing they will not hear. That so that they might be delivered. Hallelujah. But it is not going to be so with us.
It is not going to be so with we.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that some people, when they come to the things of God, their eyes become closed?
You know, see some people, when they come to God in things, and their eyes they lock.
The Sadducees.
They Sadducees them.
Who were children of Zadok, the high priest.
When they papa then be high priest.
After many years.
After beaucoup.
When religion has overtaken
when
them.
When their religion don't take over them.
They say there is no spirit.
They talk say spirit.
There is nothing like resurrection.
They say resurrection.
Everything ends on earth.
I say all things are this old.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Jesus said there is resurrection, I say no.
So when Jesus said there is resurrection, they say no.
There is nothing like spirit.
They say nothing only like spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Their eyes are blinded.
Their eyes will be locked.
But God will not leave our soul in hell.
God not go left with soul in hell.
He will open our eyes.
He will open our eyes.
That we might see.
So that we will see.
The glory of God.
God in glory.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That we might see the face of God. Hallelujah.
God in faith.
That we might see the promise of God for us. Hallelujah.
Promise of
that he might open the eyes of our understanding. That we might know our inheritance in Christ.
I for understand. So go.
Do you know your inheritance in Christ?
Your
inheritance is that God has called you to be a son of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 To be a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
For me, you be joint heir with Jesus
Christ. He was talking about, he said, God has called you to be a bride of Jesus Christ.
God don't call you for make you
to be joint. Hallelujah.
For joint.
Do you know that as your body is married, that's how your soul must be married?
Just like how your body they
do you know that?
Your soul get for marriage.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know there is a marriage of the soul?
You don't say married is soul get for marriage.
Do you know that when you are born into the world that you're already married? Your soul is already married to darkness.
Do you know
that?
In this world, your soul is,
your soul is joined
to
darkness already. Amen.
Darkness already.
But Jesus comes to break the marriage.
Well, Jesus can, he broke that marriage.
So that he said, you are now married to Christ.
So now you don't marry to Christ.
You are divorced from the law of sin and
so
death.
You don't divorce.
Amen.
Law of sin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know that God has called us to be a priest of God?
You
Melchizedek
God
priest.
God don't call me for be a priest.
He said, I made us kings and priests.
He said, God, he made me of, you know, king.
Of Hallelujah. Amen. Do you know that some of us, when we are born as priests of Mami Water Spirit.
Some family, when we born like priests.
Amen.
Of Mami Water Spirit.
Our body is always shaking.
We body always.
Amen. Shaking. Hallelujah. We always. You know, giving, you know, submission to the works of the flesh.
We
are bringing an offering to the spirit of Hodom.
It means we they bring offering come to that spirit.
Amen. In the spirit, even in the dream, we are functioning as preach.
Even Isaiah
will
function like
we are walking, we are submitting to the ancestral spirits in our father's house.
We surrender.
So you are already a priest.
Ancestral spirit.
Whether you like it or not, the soul must be a priest.
So you like him or you don't like him, you soul not.
But God can open your eyes to see that you make you a priest of righteousness.
Oh, God will have to open your eyes for see say
him. Melchizedek was the prince of righteousness.
Yes.
A priest of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there is an inheritance in Christ.
So something then they will, I mean, we get.
And some of us are blind.
Some power we will blind.
So we are not excited about God.
So we not.
So what is there in us? Is not to go and clap hands.
So what is there, God?
Clap hands. Big man like me, clap hands.
Big man like me, but clap hands.
It means that there is a veil over the heart.
It means see one cutting.
You have not seen. You have not seen the glory of God. Amen.
God in glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was one man called Saul.
One man be there with a call.
Was a big man in the church.
Big man at the church.
Big man.
Big man.
Was a son of a Pharisee.
He na be Pharisee.
And he was a Pharisee.
And himself.
He was trained by the best Pharisee in town.
The best Pharisee.
Amen.
Amen.
But he met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
But he met Jesus when he been the good.
Do you know what met him? He said he saw light.
You know what he met him? He said he see light.
At 12 o'clock midday, when it was very bright.
When it been bright.
He saw another light.
He saw another light.
This one was brighter than the midday sun.
And that light they been bright past the sun.
And this light knocked him down.
And that Sunday night, Ibanon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was the light of the glory of God.
And down there have been God in glory.
From that day.
Amen. From that day.
His soul changed. May the glory of God knock my soul down.
May God we are praying.
Amen. You need to ask and say, God, let your light shine into my soul.
You need to ask God, say, make you light.
When the light shines in my soul,
you
will knock down this carnal man. You will kill the carnal man dead.
You will make this carnal man die.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was another one called John.
One other man.
Do you know him, John?
You know John?
Say, I was on the island that's called Patmos.
You see, I've been there on one island with them called Patmos.
And I heard a sound.
I hear one sound.
And when I turned.
And when I turned.
He saw Christ.
I see Christ.
It was on the ground. Because of the glory of Christ.
Because of that glory of
Christ. Many of us, we are running around like that because we have not seen the glory of God. I pray that God will open eyes to see the glory. That we will see our glory. We need a new revelation of Christ. Higher.
Amen.
When
you see him.
Change for life.
You will change for life.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Paul was changed for life. In fact, when he stood up, he couldn't see the road again.
They
had to lead him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And of course, God began to minister to him.
And
the scales began to fall out.
And
then he saw the glory of God. And his life became a torch. And he began to lighten the whole place. He said from Jerusalem to he mentioned one place, he said, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. He went to Spain, he went to Rome, he went to everywhere preaching. The Bible said that he has turned the world upside down.
In that man, he turned the world upside down.
Where did he start? On the road to Damascus. May the Lord meet us on the road to Damascus. Hallelujah. So you need a fresh revelation of Christ.
You need a fresh revelation of Christ.
You will see that it's not done.
You go see, say, you know.
Your eyes will see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Your ears will begin to hear a fresh sound. Do you know there are more people in heaven than on earth?
You don't say Boku people learning now.
Yeah? You know that?
You know that?
But you don't know. There are more people in heaven than on earth.
People learning in heaven, Pastor.
All the people that die, where are they? They're in heaven.
The people that were there.
All the people who have been living, the heaven is filled.
The heaven is full of.
With the glory of God.
Amen.
He said, many cloud of witnesses.
See, there are many.
And there are many voices.
Boku voices.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you begin to climb up to heaven.
So when you even climb up heaven.
And you begin to hear the voice of God. your life will never be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not be interested to hear what men are saying. Paul said that he went to heaven and he heard some things that he couldn't talk about it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was caught up to the throne of God. So God has an inheritance for us.
God gets
in Christ.
Amen. Things that for we inside Christ.
This inward man must wake up.
This inside man has to wake.
My soul must wake up.
My soul for wake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we must pray that prayer. Say, God, wake me up.
He
said, Lord, let me not sleep the sleep of death.
He said, make I not sleep like that.
He said, God, lighten my darkness.
He said, make
I may not sleep the sleep of death.
So that I not go sleep like that man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that I will awake in your likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think we are going to bring it to almost to a close. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is calling us to enter through the door.
For God the call we will make him enter.
And that door is Christ.
And that door is in Christ.
We have not even started talking about the things inside this place.
We not even begin for talk about
the. Say there is a lampstand.
Say one lamp.
Say there are seven lamps of fire.
Inside a lamp, yes.
Oh my God.
Seven lamp fire.
And say there is, you know, a table also that has 12 loaves of bread. Hallelujah. Say so there's another place where the soul is being offered.
And one place.
Hallelujah.
And
he said like that soul is going to break through this veil.
And that soul
and come go and be joined to God. Hallelujah.
Joined to God.
He's speaking about experience in Siloam.
Yes. He didn't talk about your experience at Siloam.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they were the wilderness, the manna followed them. Don't you understand?
See, when the
manna starts in the wilderness. The manna starts in your home when you overcome it with your wife. That's where the manna comes.
It starts.
Hallelujah. Amen. And as they were there, they gave them the tables of the covenant right there in the wilderness.
Amen.
Also.
Why is the
it's not coming from. It's coming. From the earth. When you walk with God,
when you begin for work out,
you begin to enter into the realms of the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that when they enter into the promised land,
so when they go to the land with God,
they met two giants.
They see two giants there,
called Og and Sihon.
And they call them Og and Sihon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Say so they were the remnant of the giants.
And now they see that they were
the things walking in my soul are like giants.
They see the way they walk inside your soul are like giants.
They say I cannot overcome anger.
They talk,
I cannot overcome loss. I cannot overcome bitterness. They're giants. The Bible says, praise God. That Moses slew the giants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is going to give us the strength to destroy the giants in our soul. So that they possess the land of Og.
So that
they possess the land of Sihon.
Land of Saul,
and they took it for a possession.
And then take them for
we are going to possess the land of our soul.
So we get from,
our soul will be like the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. So that we soul
it will be a place of fellowship.
It will be place.
He said, my house will not be the house of what? Of buying and selling and trading. Amen. The devil will not just be running around in my soul. Amen. Causing havoc. My soul will be like a watered garden. A place where I will have fellowship with God. Where I hear the voice of God. Where I see the glory of God. Where I behold. But the Bible says, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may behold his glory.
So that I will see him
and inquire in his house.
And I'll believe him.
Then he said, that's the only thing I desire. That I may behold his face. Hallelujah. God brings us to the place where every day is an excitement.
God come to
Hallelujah. Every day we're having a fresh revelation of Christ.
Every day get fresh revelation.
Every day God is coming to us afresh.
Every day God they come to
we receive new manna.
We see
new strength.
New
God reveals himself to us afresh every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where it's no longer an excitement, no longer you know just struggling.
So that you know we're
going Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to pray.
You can pray.
He said, God,
God,
touch my life one more time.
Touch me life one more time.
Let me not go the way I came.
I cannot go back the same way I came.
Touch me with your hand.
Touch me with your hand.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Don't let me go.
Don't let me go.
The same way I came. Touch me with your grace. God touched Paul. God and his life changed. God can touch my soul today.
Touch me soul.
And deliver me from the graves.
And deliver me from the grave.
How the bondages.
Them bondages.
And today the eyes of my understanding will be opened.
And today me,
the inward man will come alive. I will have a fresh revelation of Christ.
Inside man go come to life.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Same way I came, touch me with your hand. Oh Lord,
don't let me go.
Don't let me go. The same way I came, touch me with your hand. Oh Lord. Don't let me go. Don't let me go. The same way I can. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, don't let me go. The same way I can. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord,
don't let me go. Stay where I came. Lord, touch me with your hand.
Oh, Papa God, touch me.
Oh Lord,
don't let me go.
Don't let me go. Stay where I came.
Don't let me go.
Don't let me go.